The Tourism Biz Bites from the 7 podcast is brought to you by RTO7 in partnership with Community Future South Georgian Bay and with generous support from Tourism Simcoe County. For more information about the T3 Accelerator Coaching Program, visit rto7.ca.
Businesses that have gone through mentoring have a 50% greater survival rate than those that don't.
It's really quite cool to be able to know that you walk by a business and say, yeah, maybe I helped them just a little bit.
I'm a huge supporter of actually mentorship. I think it just makes the journey for an entrepreneur simpler. When you're an entrepreneur, you don't know what you don't know.
Welcome to the T3 Accelerator Podcast, the podcast for tourism businesses in Tourism Region 7. That's the tourism region that covers Bruce, Grey, and Simcoe County in Ontario, Canada. I'm your host, Tracy Sternad. And thanks for listening to our very first episode in a podcast series that will introduce you to the RTO7 region's tourism business experts. Throughout the series, I'll interview business coaches and entrepreneurs who will provide helpful and relevant advice on how to strengthen your tourism business. But first up, I'd like to introduce you to what the T3 Accelerator is all about and the incredible organizations and people that make it happen. So, if you're listening to this podcast, let's say you're the owner or operator of a tourism business in Bruce, Grey, or Simcoe County. Let's say you need support with your business for one reason or another. What would you do? Well, imagine if there was a program that was tailored just for your business that not only provided one-on-one coaching from industry experts, but also support from business organizations all across the region. Sounds too good to be true? Nope. That's what the T3 Accelerator is all about. The program was initiated by a partnership between Community Future South Georgian Bay and the RTO7 after a need was recognized through research and collaboration. One of the founding partners is Jillian Fairley, who's helped literally thousands of entrepreneurs and businesses through the various programs and services that she's managed.
My name is Jillian Fairley, and I'm the general manager of Community Future South Georgian Bay. I've been working with entrepreneurs in the community for 10 years now, and it's a diverse, very entrepreneurial community. I love it. It's fantastic, and the small business owners here are also fantastic individuals. So it's a great place to be running a business, whether you're in tourism or not.
Okay, so tell me about Community Futures South Georgian Bay.
So we are a not-for-profit organization. We're funded by the federal government through FedDev Ontario. And our primary goal is to support the business community. And we do that in three ways. One is we lend money. We lend money to entrepreneurs. And we also do mentoring and coaching. So we support entrepreneurs on their journey as they start and grow their business. And then we also work with community partners on projects that benefit the community. It could be the business in the community or it could be solving a problem in that community, but the intention is to create an environment where that community can thrive.
Right, right. So you must work with a lot of tourism businesses considering it's such a big part of the economic picture here.
We do, yes, we do. And it's interesting because, you know, tourism touches most of the businesses that we work with, not all. But, you know, our restaurant sector is heavily involved catering to the tourists and working with them. Because it's such a popular tourist destination, that a lot of businesses touch tourism in one way or another, whether they're a supplier, whether they're actually directly engaged. But yes, there's a lot of tourism activity and tourism business in the community.
And it's really interesting to me that you've developed this program because there are incredible opportunities for businesses in the region, but not many of them are so industry specific. How did you identify the need to develop a program for such a specific demographic?
When we're working with the businesses in the community, we always sort of collect data on who's participating, like what type of business is participating. And we noticed that we weren't getting a lot of engagement from the tourism businesses, but we knew it was a gap in the services that we were offering to the entrepreneurs in the area. So we started this project to dive deep into what the needs were of the tourism businesses. They also wanted like higher touch programming, such as mentoring, that came up really strongly, that mentoring was one of the things that they really sought after or they needed for their business. And we attracted mentors, which was such an amazing part of the project because mentors really come forward and volunteer their time. They're all volunteer mentors that have expertise in either a facet of the business or in tourism itself, and sometimes both. And we brought them together to offer that sort of high touch mentoring and structured it in a program and a way that we could reach those businesses directly. So that's kind of the impetus behind it. And it's been a fantastic journey.
Yeah, and that's no small task. How did you get the T3 Accelerator to stick over such a large region?
We have 40 partners. It's a significant number of partners, and the relationships we have with all of those partners is critical. So that's definitely the glue that keeps us together. But the other piece is all of those partners share in one vision, and that is passion for helping entrepreneurs.
Another key partner in the T3 Accelerator is the RTO 7. And if you're not familiar with the RTOs, aka the Regional Tourism Organizations, they were created by the provincial government as a way to give each tourism region in Ontario a unique voice in the big picture of tourism marketing. And the RTO 7 just happens to cover the Bruce Gray and Simcoe region. And here's Amanda Posner, who represents the RTO 7, to explain how they help the tourism ecosystem in Bruce Gray and Simcoe.
RTO 7 is under the umbrella of the Ministry of Tourism, Culture and Sport, and it's a non-for-profit corporation that annually receives some money, and we take that and assist businesses build, grow, and sustain. And we do that through workshops, we do that through programs, some of which are funding related, but mostly assisting in marketing. Our role is more assisting with new development, new products and experiences. So my colleague and I, Kim, we'll take a business in and look at what they're currently doing and see if we can assist, make recommendations.
And Jillian, from what I understand, there are opportunities even outside the T3 Accelerator that the participants can access as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a big part of the relationships and partners that we have with the entrepreneurship ecosystem is to be able to do that, whether it's an event or whether it's additional support or whatever they might need, then they can connect into those programs and either obtain advice or connect to another partner. That's a big part of course of tourism development is partnership development. So we definitely leverage a network that we have in place to support those businesses.
Another player in the entrepreneurship ecosystem are the Small Business Enterprise Centers. And they're located throughout the province and offer entrepreneurs all the tools they need to start and grow a business.
I'm Courtney Miller. I'm the manager of the Business Enterprise Center for Grey County.
And tell me, Courtney, what do the SBECs offer entrepreneurs?
So I tend to describe us as the first stop for entrepreneurs within Grey. My goal is always to simplify the path that entrepreneurs are on because it can be a bit isolating and you can be looking for answers everywhere. Luckily, I have built a lot of those connections so I can send you directly to the person that you need to speak to or see and just simplify things for the entrepreneur.
Okay, so Courtney, as a coordinator between the entrepreneurs participating in the T3 and their coaches, how do you like working with the program?
So really have enjoyed being involved in T3. It's cool because I get to do a deeper dive than I typically get to do with my clients. Like I do have lots of clients with ongoing relationships, but through T3, you really get to dig into the business model and identify the areas where additional support or mentorship or guidance is needed. So I've enjoyed that. It's kind of like what I do, but a more intense version of it.
So what do you think about the kind of value that programs like the T3 Accelerator play into the success of a business?
I think we hit different barriers as business owners, and there's huge benefit at those stages to having someone support you through them who might have done it themselves or has the experience to make that process a little bit easier for you. I think when you're an entrepreneur, you don't know what you don't know, and sometimes you can make some pretty big mistakes. And if you had just had, you know, a coach or a mentor by your side, they may have been, although they're not there to tell you what to do, they can make you aware of certain things that you may not know otherwise. I'm a huge supporter of actually mentorship. I think it just makes the journey for an entrepreneur simpler.
And what I find really exciting about T3 is the depth of knowledge that comes with the roster of your coaches that the businesses can access. Jillian, tell me about the coaches.
So I have some coaches that are very specific to elements of tourism, whether it is accommodation, like I said, food service, retail, and then we have coaches that are functional experts like finance or accounting, HR, social media, marketing. And what we find is coaches that have sort of that strategic oversight, they might get engaged early on in the process. So we find that strategic insight first is a great place to start.
All right, so let's meet some of the coaches from the T3 Accelerator program.
So my name is Scott Allison, and I'm happily retired here in the Collingwood area. I spent my career mostly in tourism, and had the good fortune of being involved with some extraordinary companies, Marriott being the most recent. Had the good fortune of being on Destination Canada's brand revitalization committee when we came up with the Explore Canada brand.
My name is Dallas Marcus, and I run a company called Eminence Canada Tourism Consulting. And that is a culmination company of all the years of experience I've had in various different sides of the tourism business, internationally, locally, across North America.
My name is Wayne Greer, and I've been retired now 3 years, 37 years in the food business. And roughly my first half of my career was spent in the consumer packaged goods business. So I was in the soft drink business, confectionery business, you know, all different companies, and basically in sales and, you know, selling to retailers right across the country.
So my name is Wendy Malkin, and I own a business called the HR Annex Consulting. It's a company that I started up about 3-4 years ago. I think I've been really lucky in the sense that I have worked for a lot of very large global corporations, very well-known brands, big global presence, so a lot of opportunity to learn different aspects of business that perhaps a smaller business you wouldn't necessarily get the chance to learn from.
So my name is Michael Agama. I'm currently the founder and CEO of Agama Work, and Agama Work is a platform that seamlessly connects people with work and work with people without boundaries. But I spent 30 years in post-secondary education as an administrator, as a professor, as a program coordinator, and the last 3 years of my professional career in that space was in the International Education Department.
So my name is Kirsty Stevenson. I am a writer, an author. I'm a small business owner. I started my first business when I was in university, but I started the first landscape lighting company in Canada in 1980. And out of that, because we were establishing a market, there was no market for landscape lighting, it taught me a ton about marketing. And most of the other work that I've done has built on what I learned all those years ago when there were no computers.
I'm Kim Clark. I'm the manager of stakeholder relations at RTO7. And really, my role has been to help businesses and communities and events and non-for-profits create amazing things for people to do when they're on vacation.
That's what's interesting about our coaches. No matter what they've been in the coaching sessions I've attended, and a business owner says, I'm struggling with this, and a coach will come forward and say, yeah, when I was working at Soul, you would believe this has happened. And they share these amazing stories that you're like, wow. And I think it really is, the business owners are so grateful for learning from someone not only who's been there, but also feeling that they're not alone.
It's really quite cool to be able to know that you walk by a business and say, yeah, maybe I helped them just a little bit, or gave them some insight that helped them, you know, get to the next step in their journey to whatever it is they choose to do.
All of our coaches have been in a position to solve problems, to get their hands dirty and to figure out a solution. And then they see other businesses maybe struggling with things they can help with, and they potentially have a path. It's not about telling them how to do it. It's about empowering them to do it so they can do it themselves. But what we find that comes back with the most is confidence. Is the business owner feels confident moving forward. Before, they might have felt muddled in which direction do I take. And then they meet with the coach and they have clarity and confidence to implement. And that's a big deal for them. And then knowing they've got someone in their corner. So if they implement something and it doesn't go quite as how they expected, they come back and go, well, we tried this, it didn't work. What do you think? Or we tried this, it was awesome. What's next? So it's great to watch a business progress through those changes, implement the actions, and see success. And that's what we're here for.
So there you have it. Thanks for listening to our very first episode. And I do hope that you join us for the rest of the journey as we learn from each coach and the businesses that they've helped along the way. These podcasts are possible through the great coaches and businesses participating in the T3 Accelerator coaching program, being willing to share their expertise and experiences. A shout out to the numerous T3 Accelerator partners and sponsors, in particular RTO7, Community Future South Georgian Bay, and Tourism Simcoe County. More information on T3 Accelerator can be found on the rto7.ca website and clicking on T3 Accelerator. We hope you take action on at least one tip or idea you picked up in this episode, and that the information shared with you helps your business. Thanks for listening. I'm Tracy Sternad.